A blessed Christmas to everyone. Today is the third day of Christmas, the beginning of a special and holy time of year. A time when we remember the birth of Jesus to his mother Mary. A time when we remember God becoming human. There are many hymns that embody the message of Christmas, but there is one in particular that has always spoken to me, and that is the hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. So I want to start by reading two verses from this hymn, one of which we sang earlier. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. This is he whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now he shines the long expected, let creation praise its Lord, evermore and evermore. The message of Christmas is wrapped up in these verses. God incredibly takes on human flesh to be born of a virgin and live with us in our form as a human being. Yet it's more than just God becoming human, because in Jesus, all of humanity is also given a Savior. This is the Savior that has been spoken of by the prophets and who is described in Scripture. The Savior that both Simeon and Anna in the last verses of today's Gospel recognize as God's promise of redemption fulfilled. And in another verse from the poem of the Father's Love Begotten, a verse that's actually not in our hymnal, we hear, he is found in human fashion, death and sorrow here to know, that the race of Adam's children, doomed by law to endless woe, may not henceforth die and perish in the dreadful gulf below, evermore and evermore. In addition to this message, today's gospel lesson gives us a glimpse into Jesus' human life. The last half of Luke's second chapter is one of the very few places that we hear a story of Jesus that isn't a narrative about his birth, and it isn't a message about his ministry as an adult, but instead these verses share a little bit about his upbringing. In today's lesson, Jesus is being taken by his parents to the temple to be dedicated, to be designated holy to the Lord, because he was their firstborn son. And this was commanded by the law of the Lord. The fact that Joseph and Mary are following the expected customs and rituals is a clear indication that Jesus was an actual human baby. Not God in a human costume, but truly and fully human. As Pastor Arlene explains so well on Christmas Eve, God became incarnate. Jesus was both fully human and fully God. In both Luke 2 and Galatians, we heard that Jesus still followed the laws and the customs and the rituals of his human Jewish heritage. As a male baby, he was circumcised. As the firstborn male child, he was taken to the temple to be dedicated, and sacrifices were made as prescribed by the law. And just as Luke's narrative makes it clear that Jesus is fully human, flesh and blood and bone, it also reminds us of the importance of custom and ritual. In the last year, many things have been turned upside down, including those rituals and customs that help us mark important life events. Rituals and customs provide a way to connect with each other and to our shared past. Rituals give us a way to order our lives. They provide a sense of order. Rituals and customs are how wisdom and beliefs are passed from generation to generation. As I read social media posts or blogs and news stories, it was apparent that the loss of certain rituals surrounding this Christmas season was being felt deeply by many. For many, Advent is still upon us as we wait for the pandemic to end so that we can resume those traditions and rituals that are either on hold or have been modified. We are waiting to resume our previous structure and rhythms of life. And waiting is not easy. Today's gospel lesson also shares a message about waiting. We hear about Simeon and Anna, two elderly individuals who have been devoutly waiting for their Savior. As Simeon puts it, they have been waiting for the consolation of Israel. Simeon had been promised through God's Holy Spirit that he would not die before beholding the Christ. And Anna, the elderly widow and prophetess, spent her days in the temple praying and waiting. For both of these individuals, the waiting was long, but they didn't give up hope. They are a model for us today. We still have some time to wait for the pandemic to be over, but the vaccine is being administered, and there is still a long road ahead. Following Simeon and Anna's lead of praying and trusting in God can help us to bear that waiting. Continuing rituals, customs, and traditions as best we can, even if they're modified, can help us bear the waiting. Focusing anew on Christ our Savior can help us bear the waiting. So one last message that rings through all of our readings from today is one of praise. From Isaiah to the psalmist to the angels and shepherds and Anna and Simeon, they are all praising God. In our waiting right now and in the losses or difficulties many have felt through the pandemic, we may not feel much like praising God right now. And that's okay. The amazing part of the Christmas story is that God spent a lifetime as a human and understands. So mourn what you need to mourn and when you need to mourn, and praise God when you are able. So I'd like to close this with two verses from the hymn that I started earlier on. Let the heights of heaven adore him, angel host his praises sing, powers, dominions, bow before him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Thee let old men, thee let young men, thee let boys in chorus sing, matrons, virgins, little maidens, with glad voices answering. Let their guileless songs re-echo, and the hearts its music bring, evermore and evermore. Amen.